This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A new book documents President Trump's effort to try to get rid of the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, which forbids and penalizes U.S.-based companies from using bribery to get business abroad. He thought American businesses were at a disadvantage, though it has been on the books for almost 50 years and vigorously enforced the last 15. A new research paper suggests that higher minimum wages hit poorer and smaller businesses harder than others, while bigger and richer feel no impact. They found that the more low-wage workers a company employed, the more its profits declined. Companies with 60 to 80% of staff earning minimum wage cut their profits in half. The House of Representatives named seven managers and presented the articles of impeachment for President Trump to the Senate. Even though 75% of consumers believe sustainability is very important, it's the key purchasing criteria for only 7%, according to the Boston Consulting Group. Around 100 cities in the world offer free public transit, the vast majority of them in Europe. Democratic debates were seen by 7.3 million people, but the same night, 13.5 million people watched a primetime version of Jeopardy involving past winners. A federal judge has issued an order halting for now the Trump policy allowing states and cities to reject refugees. A National Geographic study in 2013 suggests that three-quarters of the hand stencils and paintings found on the walls of dozens of European caves by prehistoric people were made by women. In England and Wales, only 15% of rapes reported in the year ending 2019 led to charges being filed, compared with 7.8% for all crimes and 8.3% for all violent crimes. In six American cities, studied between 2008 and 2012, of 2,887 reports of rape by women, just one-fifth or a bit more than 600 led to arrest and less than 50 went to trial. A new report by the Governmental Accounting Office, the nonpartisan congressional watchdog agency, formally challenges the way the White House blocked the Ukraine money last year, the issue at the heart of President Trump's impeachment. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, United Labor Unions Local 100, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.